Okay.
You've had a few days now. How does it look so far?
I think the things that have been impressive have been our energy level, the competition, as you would imagine. Mm-hmm. You know, there's more depth and more size and a little more experience across the board, although we have a lot of freshmen that we're sort of counting on. Mm-hmm. The effort's been good. We're trying to play fast. And the first couple of days, we had more turnovers than assists. Can't have that. Mm-hmm. The last 2 days, we had substantially more assists than turnovers. So that, for me, was a big step. And defensively, there's clearly more effort. Mm-hmm. And I think greater execution. You know, as you know, defense is about those two things. Mm-hmm. You can get after it, but if you're running around without a purpose, doesn't do you any good. Mm-hmm. You got to be understanding angles and positioning and get up toward the ball and get over toward the ball, get in between the man and the ball. Mm-hmm. We do that, we'll get more deflections, we'll get more steals, we'll get more transition opportunities. And that's kind of what I've been seeing.
Were you able, so at least to this point, relatively healthy as far as players?
Yeah, Marble's got pneumonia. So other than that, obviously that was disappointing. And the amazing thing about him is, you know, he had an unbelievable workout on Sunday and came in Monday and said, I just don't feel good. He's diagnosed with pneumonia, so he hasn't played since Monday. Don't know if he's going to do anything tomorrow or Friday or not. We'll see.
That's pretty tough. I mean, what is he going to have to stay home and, you know, take?
Well, you know, he still goes to class.
Okay.
Still goes to class, and we haven't had him at our practices or anything. We just wanted to rest and get stronger.
Well, last year, if I remember right, you had a concussion or concussion-like symptoms.
Yeah, you know, and that was unique because he felt like he was okay. Mm-hmm. He kept saying, I'm okay, but he wasn't passing the cognitive test. Mm-hmm. So until he did, he wasn't allowed to play, and rightfully so. And it took him about 3 more days that he wanted to be, mm-hmm. that he wanted it to take, as you can imagine. So.
Who's maybe flashed for you that, you know, maybe not surprised, but impressed with thus far?
I don't know that there's any one person that I can say. I think a lot of different people have been impressive. You know, obviously the ones that you would have expected to be impressive. I think Aaron White's been terrific. I think McCabe and Basabi. Mm-hmm. Marble was before he got sick. Mm-hmm. You know, so that class you would have expected. You would have expected White and Oglesby. Mm-hmm. Olesini has been really consistent. That's been good. Mm-hmm. And I think Woodbury, Gasell have been tremendous. Clemens been solid. Mm-hmm. Ingram getting better. Mm-hmm. He started off a little bit behind, picking things up as I knew he would. Meyer's been pretty decent. Mm-hmm. And, but we've got a lot of eyes. Darius Stokes has been terrific, you know, for a guy that nobody thinks about, but he's gotten his body to a point where he can be much more effective with his style, and he's so much more confident now. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of reason for optimism when you look at the personnel.
Is that something that encourages you as a coach, knowing that you can sit here and say that there isn't just one particular person that's impressed you? You're getting...
Well, I think it has to be that way, because especially when you lose a guy like Matt Gatens, mm-hmm. you know, it's hard to replace him with one person. You got to sort of replace him by committee. And, you know, I think we'll be able to do that. You know, my concern was we're going to have enough shooting. We've really shot the ball extremely well. That's been encouraging. And a lot of different people. Zach and Oglesby probably the best, but White's shooting a lot better. Basabi's shooting a lot better, not from three, but shooting it better. Gasell's been solid shooting the ball, and a number of different players have been scoring. So I feel good about that.
So you're going to pretty much take it to the end of the month, right before the first game, before you make decisions on red shirts or anything?
Yeah, and hopefully between now and then nobody will get hurt, because that makes the decision for you.
Marble be able to even compete Friday night in the public?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll know tomorrow, I would think. We would know by tomorrow if he would do anything. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a 10-minute scrimmage. I mean, he'll be there Friday night.
Yeah.
I want him participating. And you know, this is an opportunity for the guys to have some fun. I mean, this is something that I think they enjoy and the fans enjoy, maybe more so than the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, you know, when there's excitement about our players and about our program, I want them to experience that.
Was this something that you brought in, or was it something that was approached to you for this black and gold blowout?
No, we talked about doing it and kind of wanted to do it at the right time. Mm-hmm. Last year we did a little something, you know, before one of the evening football games and invited the crowd in. That was pretty good. Mm-hmm. That was sort of step one, and we sort of think this is step two.
As far as this event goes tonight, how did this come about?
Well, it came about, I guess in a variety of different ways. Number one, we've always done something prior to my arrival at Iowa. Margaret and I were very committed, based on the fact that I lost both my parents to cancer. Mm-hmm. We ran a gala in Albany that was very successful. When I came here, I participated in the one in Des Moines, and I participated in the National Coaches versus Cancer Golf Outing, and the local one went on in Iowa, which was this year. So, you know, I want to continue to participate. We've been involved with the Hope Lodge. Margaret did the Dancing with the Stars last year, and we did Relay for Life for the American Cancer Society. We were co-chairs for that two summers ago. So it's obviously something we're very committed to doing. So how did this particular event come about? We wanted to do something local. We wanted to do something where we knew that the money that was going to the American Cancer Society would be directly going to the Holden Comprehensive Cancer Center right here at the University of Iowa and the Hope Lodge, which is right here. So it's we felt like we would start on a smaller scale and call it the Hawkeye Basketball Tip-Off Party. So there'll be a substantial number of people, but I mean this is an event that could grow. You know, we're thrilled that Mark and Bobby, whose place we're enjoying tonight, you know, they donated for this function, and we really are thankful to them for that. And I think it's going to be a great time. It's going to be an opportunity for people to mingle with the coaches. A lot of our former players will be here. And it's going to be a function that I think really brings the community together in a way that we're able to raise money for a great cause, but also have a lot of fun.
What's it mean to you to have former players come to this event and take part in what you're saying?
Well, I think it's absolutely critical. When you talk about, you know, building a program, and you look at the unbelievable tradition of University of Iowa basketball, I mean, that's really what it's about. And we talk about it a lot at the Chris Street Golf Outing, that we're a family. And, you know, families participate in things. They get involved. They get involved in the community. They get involved whenever, you know, the coaching staff's involved in something. And they do whatever they can to be around, and whether it be to come to the games or to in some way interact with the players that we have, or just come and buy tickets for something like this and enjoy this function. Luke Recker's wife, Megan, was on the committee, and they worked diligently along with a number of different people to bring this party together and have a great time. And nobody asked for anything. They wanted to participate. They wanted to be involved. And I'm very thankful for that.
You're fighting Big Ten schedule. And today the rankings come out. Indiana number one. You got five of your first seven opponents are ranked in the top 21 in Big Ten play. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, that's typical for this conference. You know, I don't think you were surprised when you read that. Neither of you were surprised. I wasn't surprised. And I think that's the challenge. That's the fun of it in some ways, but it's an incredible challenge before this young team. We've got a substantial number of young players that are going to play. And they're going to have to produce if we're going to beat ranked teams on a regular basis, because we're going to be playing a bunch of them. And so we talk about looking at this roster and saying, wow, we're really improved. We're a lot better. But are we going to be good enough to knock those teams off? Because to get into the NCAA tournament, we're going to have to beat those folks.